Live from the Auto Farm Studios, it's Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. The play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Farm Studios, right here on 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. We've had a lot of coaching talk throughout the week. We've been joined by all three athletic directors at Carbon, Emory, and Pinnacle. We had the news yesterday of assistant coach Ray Jones from USU Eastern moving on to Pinnacle. And today we're going to talk about a new coaching job opening at USU Eastern for the men's basketball program. And joining us right now to talk about that, we have Greg Dart, vice president at USU Eastern. And Greg, it is always a pleasure. I appreciate the time again.
Just glad to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Definitely. Hopefully you're staying safe. Family stayed safe during this crazy time.
Yes. As many people on our campus are working from home, I've been splitting time between office and home, but it's a ghost town on campus as we've moved more and more people yeah. remote.
It has a feel of summer, doesn't it?
It does. It's quieter than any summer I've ever been there.
Well, I know it's going to be a very big spring slash summer for USU Eastern Athletics, particularly on the men's basketball side of things. Coach Vando no longer in that position, and now the search begins for a new head coach.
Yeah, and the search is right in its infancy. It was just posted yesterday on our website, jobs.usu.edu, and we are right in the middle of a nationwide search for a new head men's basketball coach. The first time that we've been in this position in 8 years, and we wish Coach Vando the best in his next endeavors. And then Coach Jones, as you said, moving on to Pinnacle, and we couldn't be more excited for him. And now's the time for the next stage in this program that's got a lot of history and a lot of upside.
When you say a nationwide search, I want you to make sure you clarify for the listeners the amount of excitement and the amount of interest that you guys receive from coaching candidates. It's not as if it's three or four people applying. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of applications from all over the country. It's a very competitive field. When a JUCO job opens up, specifically at the D1 JUCO level, it's a big deal.
Yeah, and even more at the D1 JUCO level in this conference. Mm-hmm. I think when people look across the country and they look at the Scenic West Athletic Conference on the junior college level, there's a lot of interest from all levels of basketball. You'll have everything from Division I assistants to Division II, Division III coaches, NAIA, other junior college coaches. So you'll have people from all over that are going to be really interested in this job. And I think it's going to be several hundred applicants. In less than 2 days since it's become clear that this position would be open, we've had over 80 people who have contacted us and expressed interest. And now that the position's open, we anticipate that we're going to have a lot of different applicants from all over the country. Some that have coached in this conference, some that have coached locally, some that are I have never set foot in Price, Utah, that know enough about what's going on here and in this conference that they're interested in this job.
So you won't have to sell this job to anybody. We know that.
No, for multiple reasons. I think that the conference that we're in is a big piece of that. But I think the type of institution that Utah State University Eastern is appealing beyond what almost any junior college in the nation is. We are able to attract players who are very interested on the academic side that want a university experience. We're one of the few junior college athletic programs that's attached to a university. And so you'll have these students who are able to be in a university program competing on the junior college level and not having to sacrifice anything academically for what they want to do athletically. That is something that is unique, and that alone, coaches understand that. They understand what that means as far as potential recruits for this campus.
Again, we're being joined right now by Greg Dart of USU Eastern as we talk about a job opening, the men's basketball job, and as Greg alluded to, it is open right now. So, Greg, the question I have for you, 8 years is a very long time, and I know if you go before that, we had a really set of unfortunate circumstances that opened the job up when Coach Vando received it with the untimely passing of Coach Barton. So, and he was an assistant to Coach Craig, so it's not as if this position has really been open for a long time, which is a great thing, right? There's always been continuity. But with that being said, is there something in specifically that you guys will be looking for as the next head coach?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. There's really three things that I've identified, and you'd have to ask that question to our athletic director, Scott Madsen, as well. He might have a different list than me, but as far as my list, I think there's three things. And one is somebody who is a community supporter, understands community basketball. First and foremost, this institution is a big part of the Carbon County and Carbon Emory community. And we need a coach, just like Coach Vando has, that understands the importance of that, understands what it means to develop a program that the community can be proud of and the community can support. Number two, I think we're looking for someone who brings a positive energy. Student athletes are changing every year, I think. And right now, when I look across the landscape of student athletes, what they're looking for is they're looking for that positive energy coach. They don't want Bobby Knight walking through the door and throwing a chair at them. they want someone who can help them to develop. They want that person that can help them that way. And then third, I think this is vitally important if you're going to be successful on the court, and that's recruiting. We have some recruiting advantages that I don't think any other junior college in the nation has. One being, like I said, our academic situation. There are some recruiting disadvantages. There are certain student athletes that don't want to be in a small town. We don't want a student athlete if they don't want to be in a small town, because those are the student athletes that can be a problem when they do come to a small town. So somebody who can recruit being that third piece. And I think we'll find a wide variety of coaches that meet all three of those and then bring a lot of other things as well.
I always find it interesting when you have a pool of a variety of different kind of coaches. And I know you've mentioned some that have coached in this conference. You've talked about, more than likely, I'm sure you'll see some candidates that are fresh from the high school game as well, which plays an important role, right? You have to know connections if you're coming from the high school level as well, or maybe some old-time coaches that have coached D1. I think when you have a pool of that many people, it's got to be fun and exciting.
It is. It is also something that, you know, is just really kind of nerve-wracking when you're going through that many. I think everybody, you know, as you look across the country, and you saw this movement in the NFL the last few years, you saw this kind of youth movement. Who is mm-hmm. going to be the next great young coach? And you've seen some really successful coaches that way. That's always intriguing. You know, catch that lightning in the bottle, up and comer coach that maybe has been at the high school level, maybe who's been just young and not quite the same experience, but is going to be the next great coach. You then look at the coaches who might know this conference really well, who might have been assistant in another institution or tied to our program or, you know, whatever, and understand the grueling nature of what this conference basketball means. And then you look at, oh, man, and then you've got these seasoned coaches that have, they might have been a head coach at a D1 institution, the pinnacle of college basketball, and they're interested in coaching here in Price, Utah. That's exciting. And so when you start looking at all the different types of coaches that we'll hear from, I expect to see lots of applicants in each of those categories. And so do I think this will be an easy choice? I don't think so at all. But I think when it's all said and done, we will have a lot of really, really qualified applicants that can do amazing things for this program and maybe even more importantly for this community.
Yeah, and there is pressure that goes along with that, right? Because when you take a look at the athletics department in itself, men's basketball, it's extremely important for men's basketball to be successful for all of the other sports as well, right? There's a direct correlation here.
Absolutely. And if you look at what's happened with our athletic department over the last couple of years, and you've seen just kind of this rising tide, we were one point away from being in the national tournament with our volleyball team this year.
Yeah.
Our women's basketball team was tied for the conference championship and had the coach of the year. You see these things happening. Those things are great. If men's basketball, which is if athletics is the front door to the institution, men's basketball is the front door to athletics. if that's successful, it just raises everything else.
Now, with this being said, I do want to step away from the coaching side for just a tad bit. Don't want to throw any curveballs at you, but I know that there has been some rumored of expansion within the conference as of late. This does matter, right, as far as the men's basketball program is concerned. Where are we at in that regard right now?
Yeah, so probably the biggest challenge with this conference has been the number of teams. That we have five that compete in basketball this year. Starting next year, we will have six, in that the College of Southern Nevada will launch men's and women's basketball starting fall of this year. They've hired coaches, they're recruiting athletes, and so we'll have six teams. We have a few others that probably aren't too far behind. Truckee Meadows Community College has started soccer, and they're looking in Reno, and they're looking at basketball as a potential. There are others that are in our geographic footprint that could be looking at basketball within the next 3 to 5 years as well. And so we've had the quality, but we've had a shrinking quantity. I think you'll see that expanding, I know, this fall and then again after that.
So that will obviously change scheduling as well, which is a big disadvantage. I mean, when you got to play a team four times, which is exactly what we had to do this past year in seeing Colorado, right, in the opening round, had to play Colorado four times. The girls, they had to play CSI four times, right? That matters. And so I would assume that that schedule shrinks a little bit, which in the same sense could reduce travel. I mean, is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it is. It is a fair assessment. So yes, they've played three times during the regular season with additional schools that could be reduced to two. The problems with three are myriad of problems, including the fact that you're unbalanced with that every year. Mm-hmm. You either have two at home or you have two on the road. If we can get down to two, that will be something that every coach in the conference is very happy about. And then if you do meet in the tournament, that'll be your third time instead of your fourth time. It changes the competitive dynamics a little bit, which is a very welcome change for everybody. And the potential for lessening travel too is there.
Greg, we're going to end with this. Jumping back over to the men's basketball job, do you guys have a specific time frame in place? I know things are crazy right now with everything that's going on, and still April is a little late to not have a men's basketball coach. So is there a time frame put in place even with the craziness going on right now?
Yeah, so the position posted just yesterday, and we'll be running for 2 weeks. So about the 14th of April, we'll be reviewing those applicants, and we hope to move very quickly. One disadvantage to running a search right now is that the university has still limited travel through May 1st, and so we couldn't bring people to campus or go to visit them. So a lot of this is going to have to be done virtually. That's a disadvantage in them getting to know us getting to know those coaching candidates. One advantage, though, is that it can speed things up. So I anticipate that that during the month of April, we'll be naming our next head men's basketball coach.
Well, I look forward to that news. Again, Greg Dart of USU Eastern joining us right now to talk about the men's basketball job. Greg, thank you so much for taking out the time to join us.
Thanks so much for having me, Jordan.
We're going to break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to move over to the national side of things. We're going to be joined by Ron Wotus. Ron Wotus is the longest tenured coach in Major League Baseball. I'm sure he's got some fun stories for us. That's coming up next when we return right here on Drive Time Sports.